Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you
all for being well here. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee or your tea, meditate, pray, sage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airways of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. I'm the host and creator, Busy Balboa. Welcome to my show. If you've never been here, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. This is a show where we rant and rave, and sometimes we do artist interviews. It's a community of artists supporting artists, people supporting people, however you want to look at it. And, you know, we're just building a family and trying to do our best to support these artists on their journey to the top, whatever the top shall be for them. And so today we got a special guest, man. We got a person that I met just recently, and he's already been solidified in my book. You know what I'm saying? I'm very interested in getting to know him more, but this podcast was just one step in that journey. We got Marky C today, y'all. You feel me? And Marky C is here today to talk to us about some of his music, some of his, you know, ventures and his modeling industry and just working and building and networking. I mean, he's talking a little bit about everything, and I just really would appreciate it if y'all follow him, support him, let him know Busy Bad Boy sent you from the Get to Know Me podcast, because that's what we're here for. We're here to support. So welcome to the show. You feel me? I don't like to talk too much before the interview because we got a lot to talk about, but stay tuned to the very end of the podcast, and I'll talk to y'all briefly about a couple things I got going on and ways you can support me. You're already doing a good job because you're listening to the podcast. So that's the number one way you can support me right now. And I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, all the way. But, you know, sit back, relax, get comfortable. We're about to get into our interview. Y'all sit back and help me welcome my guest, you feel me? Give it up. Welcome, Marky C. Welcome back to the Get to Know Me podcast. Everybody, y'all make some noise for the homie, the one and only Marky C. What's going on, brother?
What's happening with it? It's
Marky C. Hey, thank you for joining me, man.
What's good, man? Thank you for having me, for sure.
Of course, man. I had to bring you on. We met briefly, and it's been love ever since. And I just wanted to go ahead and reach out to you and see if I could get you to be on the podcast, because I really want to get to know you myself. You feel me? So that was the main reason. Like, I respect your art. I've been listening to your music, and shit is fucking dope. So I was like, I need to know where he's from. I need to know more details, because this dude got a sound you sound very much West Coast, but I feel like you definitely ain't from the West Coast. So let's get into that. First of all, where are you from?
All right. So I definitely have an interesting background, man. I came from, I was born out here in San Diego, actually.
Okay.
But I moved to the West Coast for about roughly 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
And just kind of bounced back and forth, because my parents had they met down here in the West Coast, the now traditional military lifestyle that everybody comes accustomed to, you know what I'm saying? Get the two military parents, or the woman might get a military dad, meet a military man, and boom.
Yeah.
So that's how it was for me. I got shipped out once my daddy left, and then he moved me back a couple times because I was crying at my mom's. It was just back and forth. But honestly, the funniest thing about me is I always said I was from the South. Like,
really?
I had a little CD Yeah, I had a CD that was like, it was called Midnight Vibes. It had like everything from Paul on there to like the West Coast, like Lil Jon, East Side Boys type era.
So, oh my goodness, I love that damn era.
I was from the South. I wasn't talking about no gang banging. I was talking about I'm dirty South, and I since I came out the womb.
I swear, whenever I first started, like, just paying attention to you, I was like, where is he from? Because it is a mystery. I can tell that you probably lived a couple of places because you just that, and that's good because you blend in, like you got a great sound, and I don't know, I was just like, damn, where is he from?
That's one. Yeah, I moved to Atlanta too. That's how I got another distinctive sound, just with like my music. I will say, like, the game that I got there, it will precise you, like it will put you, like put you, like give you a particular sound. You're gonna find what lane you deserve to be in, and if you deserve to make music or not. It's gonna
very, you know, true. Atlanta does not play
that tough skin if you're ready for it. Like, that was the first time, like, I did like two or three shows out there, and it was the first time I even did a show with like no flyer, nobody knew me, stuff like that. Fucking in, and niggas are just looking at me like, yo, what's going on, who are you? I got the West Coast style, like tight jeans, little white shirt. I think I had like some red Vans on.
Yeah,
the swag. But out there, you know, they probably dress in bulky shoes, baggy pants. A shirt might be designer, everything. And I'm just like, all right,
you just doing your shit.
Even I'm like, man, I ain't never. So it definitely, you know what I'm saying, molded me, gave me some thick skin with the music. So that's where the dedication and the sound came from. Just like all three of those natures, just put into one. Boom.
I love that. That's good. Being able to, you know, adapt. I was just talking about that in the last interview. Being able to adapt. That's not something that a lot of people experience. You know, a lot of people that I've interviewed and have met, they, you know, they born and raised in that same city. That's where they've been performing. That's where they've been doing their music. And it's nothing against that. But whenever you have bounced around and you got that experience, you know, performing in different states and cities, it give you this different energy. And, you know, you just find this comfort on stage that it can't be explained. And I've seen videos of you on stage and I can tell you comfortable. So I'm just happy that you have that experience because it shows.
Thank you. It came over time. Funny thing. What I will say is, a little secret, I came from a group. I started off in a group when I was 16 years old. So,
oh wow, okay.
With me right now, but yeah, that's like a little secret about me. That's where we did our first little shows and studio time, and man, it was ups and downs.
Ups and downs. So how did you get the name Marky C?
Funny. So they didn't back when I was with the group. We were just in the boat, you know, like we were just like boys kicking it in the studio. Like we wouldn't even call it a studio. We had a microphone and a computer, and they were bored. I walked in and I was just like, I was into some 808s for no reason. I was into some little 808s at the house, like some little MP3 instrumental mixtape. And I got over there, they was like, yeah, throw a beat on. I was like, man, I've been listening to this, and that I was vibing with it. And then I walked in like, I'm fly, I'm flex, bitch, what's next? And then. And in the song, I'm like, Marky C, it just kind of flowed. Yeah. And everybody, that's it.
Wow. So you've had that name ever since teenage years.
It just grew. But, I mean, that's just how it was. Like,
yeah. And no changing it. You know how a lot of people, they change their name over time. You ain't never been like, oh, I'm going to change it. I'm going to drop this or that. Like, no.
It was more, yeah. And the funniest thing is people get their name given. Mine's just like self-proclaimed. It was just and it just stuck.
That's hard.
You are type thing.
I always like to know like the origin story of people's names because it's always random. Like you never know like how people got their names. Sometimes they are giving it, and then sometimes it's just random shit. Like, damn, that's interesting. I never would have thought that, but yeah, that's dope. I like the name Marky C. Whenever I put it in, I don't see another Marky C that comes up. So that's great. It's original. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
So you've been doing a lot of work, man. Last time I saw you, we were modeling for the homie Mac for Six Side Apparel. You've been doing a lot of modeling and stuff. Tell us about that. Is that a different lane that you're in as well?
Definitely. I got one of his brands on right now. Black People Make Shit Lit. Exactly why. You know what I'm saying? Black, exactly what we do. That's right. What we do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a real good experience. It rained on us, but it made me realize how much dedicated I was to just trying to do different feel, you know what I'm saying? I definitely have fun meeting you.
Yeah.
and just the experience that we had, just, you know what I'm saying, connecting, making the reels, doing everything like that, goofing off and stuff. Yeah. It was more so like just like friends getting to know each other amongst a business relationship. So it was real cool. Yeah. So
that's something that you take pride in, like building business relationships outside of like music as well.
Off top. I got, man, it's several people that I've just met. Like Mac is one of them. And just the field that he met for, like he created for us, just to be able to step outside of music.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, he's a vendor too. So I seen him at one of his shows. So it's like just seeing him with his grind kind of make me feel like I'm doing the right thing, because, you know, you see like people that you're doing in another field, like, well, he's doing another field, but you see people that you like in that field too, but also grinding alongside with you, kind of like gives you another, like, it feels like support, but it also feels like in the same environment. So like, say when I go on stage or when I walk in, even if I'm not performing, it's just love. It's just like, you know how the culture connects.
Right. That's true.
Love and one. So yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm big on that as well. Like totally.
Anxious.
Yeah, totally. It's big. People, they think networking is just, I've seen somebody else say this. They think networking is just following people on Instagram. It's bigger than that. Like, you really got to support people if you expect them to support you. And I see that. I learned a lot of that in San Diego, like the support, people coming to each other's shows and, you know, just the support in general. I've seen a lot of support there, even though whenever I first moved there, they told me, oh, it used to not be like this. It was like people were a little bit more standoffish. But I was like, since I've been here, it's a lot more support here than when I was in Georgia or Florida. Like, it's not that much support like in San Diego, for sure, especially for independent artists.
Yeah, it came a long way. We sure did. We definitely did. And I appreciate the way we came, because I'll say pre-COVID, it was ugly. Like for the San Diego artists, you know what I'm saying? You go to the show, it'll be 10 people in the crowd, and you've been promoting that show for 2 weeks, you know?
And I had just started performing out here in 2019. So right when I started performing, that's when it shut down. So I had like a great experience before, and then it shut down, and then I was like, damn, I just got started. Like, but I had been living out here for a while. I didn't feel like I was ready to perform out here yet. I don't know why, but once I came out, it was love.
And even when I performed out here, it took me a little minute to get comfortable, because I performed in high school. I did perform in high school. That's another thing. I performed in high school, but when I did club performances, that was like the more like, okay, you're getting adults, you're getting young folks, you're getting friends, you're getting some random stragglers that were just sitting at the bar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You're gonna know who's like catching an ear for your music, because it's like body language goes there. That's when you're gonna have to read body language. And sometimes if you take it the wrong way, you gotta learn how to just brush it off and even go to the people that is feeling you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta learn how to take those experiences and shed it to the people that is feeling you, but then also learn from the people that's not, and be like, what can I do differently? So it's like a two-way street. Mm-hmm. With like, and like, depending on how you can take it, like I said, it's going to give you some thick skin and let you know if you're ready to even perform. Because when a light's on, it's on. Ain't no fumbling and bumbling.
That's true. So we talked a little bit about, like, speaking of like performing and perfecting your craft, like we spoke about you breaking in the industry and just like building up your own platform. What would you say, like, right now, what's your main goal with your music? What is your main number one goal? Is it building a platform, getting the experience, getting your name out there? What is the number one goal for you right now?
It's features, shows, and connections.
Okay.
Features, shows, and connections, because honestly, you don't have to be everywhere, but if you do the shows that matter, you know what I'm saying, people will see you. But and then at the top, and at the end of that, when you go out and connect with the right people, you're going to meet people that can put you in powerful positions to where less is more. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to pop out more often. If you give them less of you, you become more exclusive.
Hey, so that's preaching.
So that's something I'm definitely working on, because, like, definitely I'm inside the club environment all the time, but it is like you build connections, and after a while you kind of like fade back for a minute, make them miss you. And like what you up to, but at the same time, it's not, oh, you're just doing nothing. You got to build stuff. For me, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm building this little platform as far as connections, like I'm saying, with DJs and just features, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Got to get out here and shake hands. I call it shaking hands and kissing babies. They're not babies.
Yeah. I definitely say shake hands. I always say shake hands.
Because it's like you gotta let them see you, feel you, get to know you. And yeah, honestly, personal energy is a lot different than just me shaking, me meeting you on Instagram. I could be like, yo, bro, I fuck with you.
Well,
you
that's
could just
true.
Be first to yourself and be like, yeah, he fuck with me. But if I say it to you, you'd be like, damn, I heard you say it. I felt your energy.
I feel it, and, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot different than even me saying it to a DJ Urban, vice versa, somebody saying it to me. Mm-hmm. So like the connection is just real. You know what I'm saying? Just shaking, like I said, shake hands and kiss babies. Meet as many people as you can see. Touch as many people as you can touch for real, because that's where it's gonna go the furthest to where it's safe. They on the radio. Oh, I saw Murky C. I heard of him. Play it. Run it back. You know what I'm saying?
You said something powerful right there, because I feel the same way. Like, you do not have to be on every scene to be, you know, for people to recognize you and for people to, like, definitely, like, you know, keep an eye out for you and everything. I feel like sometimes you can oversaturate yourself being everywhere all the time. Like, then you become just that person. Oh, that's just whatchamacallit. You know what I mean? They're always here.
Be everywhere all the time doing what everybody. You just a regular.
You got to know your crowd too. Like, everybody ain't for everybody. Just because we all do music does not mean that, you know, they for you. You know what I mean? So you got to know your crowd. You got to know who's for you, what shows to go to. Like you said, if you go to the right ones, then you don't got to go to all of them. Go to the right ones. I love how you said that. So let's get into it, man.
Experience. It didn't come. It won't just come to you. You definitely got to get out things.
You do got to get out there, man. You got to get out there. I like how you say that. Shaking hands and kissing babies. You got to get out there and shake hands and kissing babies if you want anything to come to you, because ain't nothing coming to your door. Like, everybody doing music and stuff, you know, it's easy to make some clips and stuff on your phone, but what's really shaking? What we really moving? And I know that being around other hustlers and people that's, like, really grinding it out, it bring that out of me. Like, when I'm around Sham Black or anybody like that, like, these dudes do not stop doing this shit. They doing it every day, all day. So being around that energy, it brings it out of you. You got to be around them lions.
And I got to cut you short on that. I met Sham Black before, and I shook his hand. We did a show together. I opened for him, type of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Just his presence, what he gave, the little he gave me from his show. It's just like big homie to little homie in that essence, because it was just like, you know what I'm saying, he took it down. But it's like, a lot of people are not going to give you that game. So that's how I looked at, like, that relationship right there. It was just like already love. He seen that I was serious about what I was doing. And even when I went on stage, he could tell that I was nervous, because I was like, I seen that it was like, it's not even about the fan base that who was there. Sometimes it's about who's watching or who you know is paying attention to you. You know what I'm saying? That can make you nervous. So it kind of shook me up a little bit, because he's more, you know what I'm saying, he's more solidified. He does this. And then I seen the show. Then I was like, okay. Well, I was nervous because he did everything back to back to back. Yeah. I had actual songs, you know what I'm saying? He had everything back to back to back, to where even if it was a feature, it was in his set. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
This is the actual show. Like,
if this is a show.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he was on a spring break somewhere, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I feel his 10 minutes for like 20 minutes, because he did damn near 20 songs or whatever the fuck. So
Man, niggas like him, man, people like him. I record at the same studio as Sham, and whenever I go there, like, it's the same type of environment. You know, people are serious about their craft. People are taking this shit serious, and they really doing it. They doing the shit already. So I appreciate just people that are humble and they keep it real, because Sham always keep it real and he always putting you on game. So I love to be around that, and real recognize real. That's the reason why certain of us are connecting. You know what I mean? It's definitely a reason.
I mess with Sam, man. You can tell he has a real genuine energy, real genuine. Yeah. Energy. I do one of his shows when the time is right for me too.
Man, you got the same thing, the same genuine energy, and I'm gonna pull up on you at Black Cat, because they always having some great shows. I done did they shows probably 3 times, and I hosted one of them. So definitely got to come down whenever you hit the stage, because I want to talk about some of these hits that you sent me first. Let's get into the music. All right. So the first one that I opened up was Trapping All Day. That's the first track that I listened to. And that shit's so fucking hard. Oh, my goodness. Like, you can tell us a little bit about it. You can tell us a vibe. Give us something. Give us some background information. What's up with that? Because I'm going to play it. They're going to hear it.
I found a producer on Instagram, and he was like, "Yo, I got these beats. Let me." And I was like, "Yo, send them to me." And right off beat, when he sent me the snippet, just the breakdown when it started, and I heard the, you know what I'm saying, I heard the breakdown. I said, "Hold on." That's something I ain't got in my platform. This is something I ain't got in my music right now. I need it. I'll pay whatever. He said, bro, 50, what, I forgot what he said, like 50 bucks, 100 bucks. I don't even remember what he said. It was like, I didn't care. I shot it to him immediately. I think it was 50 for the MP3, 100 for the wave, whatever. I said, bro, you can have whatever you need. Immediately. And everything just kind of flowed to me with that song. It felt like an essential freestyle, but I did, you know what I'm saying? I have felt better writing it and planning it out. So I recorded it twice because me personally, I recorded on one studio. And I mean, of course, one studio may not be the best, but you want to see how it's going to sound, what you
on
need
wax.
To
fix, yeah.
What words you're going to take out, what words you're going to hear best. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people won't even say this. This is like free game. You know what I'm saying? If you got to run down studio, abuse it. Abuse the shit out of it. Get everything you can. Go out there and freestyle and everything.
Yeah.
Because if you can't rewrite your own freestyle and put it on paper so you can redo it and something like that, or even better, there's something wrong with your with the way you are as an artist, because you got to be able to articulate yourself. You got to be You got to be. So if you're not able to detect and take out words and know what you're saying, say that's terrible, throw shit away. Then, you know what I'm saying, I'm my worst critic. Sometimes I'm the worst critic too. I won't put stuff out, but like that's how Chopping Our Day came to me. I'm like, when I heard that, I was like, I don't put too much shit to the side. This is the one, so I'm gonna take my time. This is that. And I did it at one studio and took it to the better studio. And then he was like, it was like one take, Jake. He was like, that's it.
Next and song. That's how you build great background with engineers. That's one thing that Kanye always says to me when I go to his studio. He's like, damn, you record this shit fast. When I knocked out like 5 songs, you've been here like an hour. It's because I'm doing what you do. I'm recording that shit at my house, you know, getting the kinks out. Damn, I hate how I said that. Oh, I don't need to do that. And I'm listening to it, I'm rapping it. And then when I go to the studio, I know how I want it to sound. I know what's up. So it's easy.
And
that's free game.
And not even to get away from the track, but that's literally why I do what I do, because a lot of times I like, you know what I'm saying, niggas like to go to the studio 30 deep and stuff like that. I'm like, I used to go in there just to myself or something like that, just so I can connect with the...
yeah.
Yeah, 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 okay. Traffic, pulling off in traffic. Falling every night, turn my dreams into my palace. Marry me a baddie, I can't lay with nothing trashy. Stacking up my cheddar, need this money, sitting massive. I'ma go and get it, heard your boyfriend was a has-been. Money come in lumps, that's what I mean when I'm bags in. Bags in, ay, bags in. Traffic, pulling off in traffic. Triple-double, I am your emergency, just call me when there's trouble. You know how I do, shawty, hit me when it's early. You know I'm real nasty, watch me hit that dirty birdie. I'ma clean you up once you turn dirty 30. You so clean, baby, watch me get that new Mercedes. Whipping off the lot, everything she got the latest. Looked at my wrist and my watch, ain't time for faking. I'ma fuck La Bama like she been on bad behavior. I'ma save myself for these hoes, can't be no savior. I'm like Golden State, watch me start a whole new era. Tried to love that bitch, but my heart said error. First things first, for these hoes can't be no hero. I'ma need my euros, and my euros. She slim stick, but her bank real heavy. Pull up to the party in a Uber black Chevy. Hopping out that bitch like I'm finna get married. Hey, handsome black Marky C, got these hoes staring. Traffic, pulling off in traffic. Hey, traffic, pulling off in traffic. Falling every night, turn my dreams into my palace. Marry me a baddie, I can't lay with nothing trashy. Stacking up my cheddar, need this money, sitting massive. I'ma go and get it, heard your boyfriend was a has-been. Money come in lumps, that's what I mean when I'm bags in. Bags in.
And then he see, oh, you serious? Like, you ain't coming in here like every other rapper. Nigga, it's me and you. Tell me if this shit suck.
Exactly. You know? See, that's why I respect you. I ain't even noticed about you, just learning this about you, but I just could feel that you was a professional stand-up type of guy. I ain't never know nothing about this, but you know what I'm saying? Just hearing this, I'm like, yeah, I definitely could work with somebody like you, because people, I don't know, everybody don't take it as serious, man. Everybody ain't looking at it from that point of view, but whenever I'm listening to this song and all your music, how comfortable you sound on the track, how professional and crispy your voice is, I can tell now why your songs and why your music sounds so good. You ain't playing.
Listen, if you only here for one life, you can die tomorrow. And I'm not about to say I leave a legacy of what my name holds of some trash. That's just
come on,
it.
Come on, man. I love that.
Here for one life. Stop playing with it,
man. And the next song, All Facts, you slid on that. That I don't know if that's my favorite out of the three, but damn, you slid on that. Talk to us about that.
So funny thing is, I kind of did that the same way with the other one, but the way how that beat hit me, I was like, I need this. I wrote to it.
Uh-huh.
I wrote to it before I bought it. It was one of those type of songs that I wasn't ready to buy just yet because I had so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even see myself recording just now because I was literally on the go with everything. So I said, I'm going to hold off to it. If somebody buy it, somebody buy it.
Yeah.
But I wrote to it and I didn't even have a second verse. And when I wrote to it, you know, it was just repetition. So every time I cut on, I was like, ooh, this is my jam. But it's another vibe that wasn't me. Because remember when I said I was Midnight Vibes, I was Down South, I was 808, I was...
Yeah.
At one point in time, I was the biggest Gucci Mane fan in the world.
Oh my goodness. If you ever lived in Atlanta, they will make you a Gucci Mane fan.
I was a Gucci Mane fan before I arrived. It was home for me.
Neither was I.
You know what I'm saying? So as soon as I got there, it was just a transition. But anyways, what I'm trying to say was, like, it was just a big ass switch for me, like, to just do these type of beats, like all of these type of beats. And like, I love it for the fact that it shows my diversity. It shows how, like you said, how serious I am. But at the same time, it shows that it's professional quality. Like, okay, mm-hmm. it's good, but it's professional as well. And then it's different.
So it definitely sounds like radio ready. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you listen to independent artist music, you can kind of tell that they are independent artists. When I was listening to all of your music, I couldn't really tell that you were an independent artist. Like, say if I'm like somewhere in a store shopping, it would never come in my head like, who the hell is this? I would think that it's supposed to be on because it sounds like, you know what I mean?
Ain't my day. Shit.
Yeah, I love it. And that's major. You know what I'm saying? That's major because I can... Hearing your story, and this is why the big reason why, like I was telling you, why we do these interviews, because if I'm just on your Instagram, how the hell would I ever know that? Like, I'll probably think like, damn, his music sound good. But hearing how your process is, not only will I say it sound good, but I'll appreciate the shit. You know what I mean? Whenever you post it and you tell me to go stream it, I'm going to go stream it because I know he probably recorded this shit 3 or 4 times before he actually laid it and was okay with it. And now let me hear it. Like, I'm one of those people I like the journey, the process of it. So now I'm going to be excited to hear your music because I know it was a whole journey, a whole process to it.
Like that. When she come through, I don't even gotta care. Gotta chill how I like it.
bucks. Shout out to myself, yeah, I really do this, huh? Pull up on these girls, they get nasty, they some sluts. Set it down the ride and they wanna make some bucks. Only fast poppin', watch our baby make this money. Gotta be a diva or a fucking Playboy bunny. I like a real slutty for a turn 11:30. Don't make me ask again, bitch, I know you fucking hurt me, huh? Baby, bring it right, right, right. I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 4. Pull up all back, I gotta get it all fat. All about the money, I don't do the chit chat. Hey, throw it back, hey, I love it like that. When she come through, I don't even got a cap. Got a chill, how I like it, I don't even bust a sweat. All about a check, I go get it mixed match. Hey,
clap, clap, grab, baby, bring it right back. Clap, clap, grab, baby, bring it right back.
This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in.
See? yeah, I mean, whenever I'm not about to get sidetracked, but yeah, I know we got another song to talk about.
Nah, you good. Like, hey, we talking, this is Marky C interview, you feel me? But we do got another song, so let's get into Smoking Flavors. Now, this was the player shit. This is the one where I was like, where the fuck is he from? You and who was the feature on here?
That's my boy Jay Saffy, man.
Okay. Both of y'all was smooth. I'm talking about player. Oh my goodness.
Real smooth. Mm-hmm. Real smooth audience dude right there. I swear when I walked up on him, I can tell you it was laid around some niggas. I ain't even gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you from Telly been around some niggas before. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Definitely been in this. Definitely, yeah. I can take him and he know how to hold his own weight type of deal.
Yeah, that song's it's just a swaggy vibe. That's the one where I was like, wait, he might be from Cali. Like, this shit too West Coast. It's too player. It's one thing about California artists, they make that player shit. You know what I mean? And this is one of the ones.
Thing about it with Jay Saffy, I listen to his music, and he has a vibe. Like, a lot of his vibe is like, I told him it gives me that six lakh, that wavy.
Uh-huh.
What type of energy, you know what I'm saying? Because it's talking to the females, it's player shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very player. You can be a sponsor of Get to Know Me podcast by signing up as a subscribed listener for $4.99 a month. We'll have exclusive interviews, games, giveaways, and more. Feel free to visit our website for more information.
A vibe to him, like you throw him in that shuffle of K-Line with you on, you're like, damn, it fits, you know what I'm saying? So, like, shout out to bro, because when I did the feature with him, I'm like, bro, you open up another way for me with the R&B, because honestly, I wasn't comfortable with, like, R&B, so that whole album that I made with him was called Love and Sacrifice.
Wow.
It's a whole album from R&B. End of it, I got my one single, and then you hear my one single, it's 808, it's Trap, I'm talking about fuck love and shit like this, but he all talking about love and shit, I'm like, damn, bro, hold on, I'm not ready. You in love. Like,
it's a great balance. You need both.
Yeah, he balanced me out. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't even gonna lie. Shout out to Bro. You feel me? Definitely.
Shout out to him. You already told us that you got a lot of features coming. You modeling. You doing a lot of different things with your music. Yeah. You got shows coming. When's the next show? Can we know that?
I'm doing a show. I know we're doing a show. You know, say, I know we're doing our podcast today. I'm doing a show over the border, 21st.
Okay, so that's coming. That's today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Basically, y'all will miss this show. But what's the one after that?
That's pending. To
pending. Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
To be announced.
Best way to keep up with your shows is more than likely what, your Instagram.
Definitely.
Okay, what's your IG?
My IG is definitely Handsome Black, and that's with two E's. Handsome Black, that ain't too hard. HANSOMEE Black, simple.
Real easy. Tell us anything, any like last words for the people. How can we support you? What do you need from us? Because obviously you are an artist that, you know, takes your craft seriously. We want to support people that actually take that shit seriously and want to be, you know, some type of I don't know, blessing to you. So how can we support you? Because you blessing us with your presence coming on the podcast.
The biggest blessing I would say to any artist, and I'm sure anybody else can relate, is just showing up in the plays, or even just showing up on the likes if you can, you know what I'm saying? The likes and the shares, not even if you can, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people feel like that's too much of an ask, you know what I'm saying? The likes, the shares, the shows,
mm-hmm.
you can do to support, because we understand that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to do so much for people, but you know what I'm saying? Definitely the plays is number one key to show an artist that he's doing something right, because we definitely, whenever we look at the plays, we don't want to get discouraged that we had 7 plays per week. You know, we look up and that's how we know we're doing something right. Right. At least me. And that's how I know right is the plays, the numbers, because you don't want to show somebody something and say, oh, I'm hard, and be like, oh yeah, I got the same plays I had last week. Yeah. Nobody cares to look at you. You got to do something better about your social media presence. And that's literally on me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do my job to make sure my job is putting music out for everybody to touch it.
Yeah.
And honestly, that you can feel it, play it, recycle it, play it again, stuff like that. I'm giving my music more avenues. I'm not going to really, I'm doing it, but I'm giving it a lot more avenues right now. So this summer is going to be a great summer for myself. But shows is definitely going to be a great way to pop up and support me if you're in town of San Diego. I'm going to be branching out to go to LA and stuff like that as well, too.
Okay.
Or Vegas, wherever I can get my hands on. So I'm definitely going to try to, you know what I'm saying, take this outdoors for a little bit. And, you know what I'm saying, let's branch it out, put my hands where I can.
Yeah. And all the songs that you gave us today, all of them are on streaming platforms, right? All of them.
Two of them are.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when I'm going to be debuting tonight for the show, and then I'm going to just keep sampling. I'm planning on dropping a video for that, so we're working on that right now, and it's going to be one of these major producers, maybe major videographers, excuse me, that's going to put some art behind that, so you know, so it come out real right, like you said.
That's
like
hard. You put really money behind it, you really taking it serious. Your craft, it shows in everything that you do. I wouldn't doubt or deny seeing you like way ahead of your time in a year from now. Like, I'm ready to see what you do in just a year, or even at the end of this year. I'm ready to see that reflection back on all the stuff that you've done, because it's only March and you done did a lot already and you still got a lot more going. So I mean, I respect it. I really love the music. It ain't a lot of people where I'm like, the music, man, like your music is good. I'm talking that.
And I appreciate you so much, but what you just said right there, like, sometimes the knowledge and the plans I give myself give me so much anxiety too. Like, I used to wonder how people get anxiety attacks, but now even for myself, I'm like, yo, I need to chill, because it's like sometimes you want to post so much, you are so excited and everything. So like right now, even what you just kind of like saying, that's like a mutual thing, because I don't even know what I got planned or what about to plan for December, June, shit like that. But whatever door opens up, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure it's going to be a different door. Like, even your door right here for just giving me this platform to come on here, I feel like was a big moment. That's an eye-opener. A lot of people weren't expecting this to come out of nowhere. This came out of nowhere for me, and I'm just like, shoot, okay, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
And I didn't think I was going to get a lot of day of another interview, to be honest.
I'm glad I asked you, because learning about you, it makes me appreciate your craft even more. And I know that people that listen to this will appreciate you and want to listen to more from you, because you have a story, you got a mission, you got a goal. You ain't just doing it because you're doing it. Like, this is something you take pride in. And I mean, anytime somebody is putting money behind it, you really got a lot of people respect it a lot more whenever they see, damn, okay, the quality went from this to this. Okay, this person take themselves serious. You know what I mean? I'm a person that love to look at your journey. I love to look at a journey, because I have had a crazy life. So I love to listen to a person's life story and just be like, wow, man, you know, it's time to celebrate each other. That's what it's about. That's what the podcast is about. And right now we're celebrating you this week. You feel me? This whole week.
That's love. You know what? I'm gonna give you a shout out to you on your platform again, because you know what I'm saying, I was trying to think about myself, like, how can I, you know what I'm saying, just branch out, get to know people without it feeling like it's pulling a coattail, you know what I'm saying? It's asking for too much, because a lot of people feel like it's asking for a lot just to sit down and smoke sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
That's so deep.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't even sitting up here rolling up, but it's just like, this is like,
I know. Normally I smoke during my interviews. I ain't smoke. They know I smoke in every interview, but it's been such a great conversation. It's sitting here, but I ain't did.
Shoot, if I was here, you should be me and bro. You know what I'm saying? We probably had like every one of us is, but you know, we sit right here kicking it. I'm not tripping. I asked, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling.
Man, you're welcome to come back anytime. Like I said, this platform is a family. So once you get interviewed, you're a part of the family. So welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast family. Anything you need from us, let us know how we can support you. Send us them flyers. We're going to post everything. If you got, you know, your homies that's featuring on your music, let me know who they are so we can get them on too. Because I want to, you know, we making rounds basically. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about love. It's all about love.
Well, I love to reach out too because a lot of people that don't know the resources like I have the resources, and everybody say we got the same 24 hours, but I always say we don't got the same resources, and everybody like, but it's not bullshit. I promise you it ain't. I promise you it ain't. Because don't ever, you can walk, knock on one door and they ain't never seen you before. They're going to close that door right in your face.
That's true. And let us know what we need to be following Instagram and what else you got out there.
Handsome Black is on everything. That's the same one. Handsome Black.
Okay, on everything. Okay. Yeah. And, y'all make sure y'all follow him. I'm going to have all his information in the description of the podcast interview. So if y'all don't, if you act like you ain't hear what he said, I'm going to make sure I copy it and y'all copy and paste.
You feel me? It's Handsome Black, man.
Handsome Black, two E's. He already said it.
S-O-M-E-E, Black. You know what I'm saying? Handsome Black, Marky C on all platforms. I'm literally everywhere. Tidal, YouTube.
Music is everywhere.
Yeah, SoundCloud. It ain't updated, but I'm on there too. I gotta go throw the new slaps up on there. That's about it. You know what I'm saying?
Put them on there because we be on all that. We be on SoundCloud, everything.
I'm on all things. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you broke, you can get it. If you got money, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on all platforms.
I always tell my guests, you know, stay safe, but stay dangerous. Any last words before we dip?
Hey, just like that. Stay safe and stay dangerous. Stay blessed as well. You know what I'm saying? Love.
Y'all, it's Marky C and Busy Balboa on the Get to Know Me podcast. Continue spreading love, peace, positivity, and we out. I know you enjoyed the interview with Marky C because I enjoyed the interview with Marky C. Great energy, great artists, great music, nothing but respect. Hopefully we get to work together again soon. And do even more music and other things together. Like, you know, definitely open to working. Definitely open to linking. Definitely open to supporting. And hopefully y'all are too after getting to know a little bit about him and hearing his journey, his process. I would love if y'all supported him, follow him, you know, support everything that he's doing, dropping singles, you know, performing, doing shows, all that stuff. Make sure you support him. Let him know Busy Bad Boy sent you from the Get to Know Me podcast platform. Marky C, you and your people, y'all welcome to come anytime. Let me know. Give me a heads up. Send me some flyers. Let me know. I'm going to post it. I'm going to share it. Hey, we family now. You feel me? That's how it go. Yeah. So, guest, what's good? Like I told you in the beginning, if you stuck around to the end, I'll tell you a couple of things about myself. Well, if you don't know already, I'm an artist as well. Not only do I do this podcast, but I do my music. I have journals and books that you can buy on Amazon. I also have clothing brand, BigLoveLLC.com. You can shop with me. I got a lot going on. Biggest way you can support me right now is just streaming this podcast, streaming the music, buying the merch, you feel me? Whatever you do, however you can do it. If you can follow me on social media, if you can't afford to pay no money or nothing like that, I understand inflation is real. Go ahead, follow me, share. I got a lot of music out right now. I just dropped like 3 singles this year, a fourth one coming up on April the 1st, and just a lot of things going on right now, a lot of big plans, a lot of things going in the background that I can't really announce right now, but we moving, we working, and we staying positive, and it's all because of people like you that's listening, supporting us. We need that. Yeah, I mean, we appreciate it more than you can ever know, because without y'all, like, I don't know. It's like we just doing it as a hobby, you know what I'm saying? And it's cool and everything, but it feels good to know that our art is appreciated and being seen and the love is real and people really like are, I don't know, receiving something from what we put out into the world. Because like Marky C said, you know, this stuff is going to be here forever. Long after we gone, everything that we put out into this world is still going to be here no matter what. And you want to make sure that you're leaving something memorable, something worth leaving, you feel me? And so I take everything I do with a lot of pride. I've been doing this podcast for a couple of years now. I've interviewed over 100 artists. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can go way back and listen to some of these artists that I done interviewed. not just in this interview, but go check out some of the other artists that I've interviewed in the past. I got more artists that I got coming up, and we just appreciate your support. No matter however you can give it to us, we appreciate it. And like I said, the whole purpose of this podcast is just building a community of artists, supporting artists. And sometimes you can come on here and listen to me rant and rave. I talk my shit about different things going on in the world, and that's cool and everything, but I like that we're building a community. You know what I'm saying? I really like that. I'm trying to build a community, and I like seeing artists connect with other artists through this podcast and support each other through this podcast. Anybody that's on my Instagram podcast page, if you liking and commenting, man, I really love you, man. I really do, because that page used to have a lot of traction, but the traction kind of died down, and that's mostly my fault. But anybody showing love to me in any way, I swear, I love you so much, and I really appreciate you so much, because you don't have to do it. You don't have to do none of that, but you do it, and it's seen, and it's appreciated. I never miss it at all, I swear. And I try to make sure I let everybody know that, hey, I see you supporting me, and I appreciate you supporting me. So if I don't tell you personally, just know I really do. And I see you, and I love you, for real. Because this is what we do, man. We're artists, and we love what we do, and we take it serious. And it's just good. It's good love, and it's I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Like, this was one of those interviews where I didn't even smoke my blunt. And y'all know I always smoke my weed whenever I interview and whenever I'm on here talking my jazz. But I was just so comfortable and so in my zone that I ain't even light up. So it's just good to be getting back to me and helping people, and I don't know, being a resource and providing a service and a platform for other people to shine and do their thing. That's what it's about, man. That's my life. That's how I like to live. I like to be a resource, and I like to help other people, and I'm just living my truth. And thank y'all for supporting my truth and my journey and everything that I got going on. I really need the support. I really appreciate the support. You know what I'm saying? Message me, let me know you there for me. Speak it, let me know. Give me some encouragement, you know. Stick beside me, you feel me? Like, I really, 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 truly appreciate it. Continue to support me, continue to love on me. I'm gonna do the same for you, you feel me? Whatever you need from me, I'm there, you feel me? I'm doing it. But yeah, I pray you enjoyed this episode. It was one of the great ones, you know what I'm saying, for the year. And we're gonna keep rocking. We're gonna continue to drop this music, keep on putting out great music, you know, great energy, great art in general. And we're going to continue spreading love, peace, positivity. So y'all stay safe, stay dangerous, however you want to do it. I'm with it. I support it. I got music coming. Stay tuned. Follow me everywhere. It's Bizzy Balboa, BIZZYBALBOA. I'm out, man.
I came through dripping with that flavor. You know I got that sauce, I got flavors. I came through dripping with that flavor. Ooh, I came through drippin' with that flavor. She know I got that sauce, I got flavors. She know I got that gas, I got flavors. She came through drippin' with that flavor. I'm pullin' out that gas, I got flavors. She know I got that drip, I got flavors. I'm drippin' on her face, I got flavors. I'm drippin' on her face, I got flavors. I'm 100, I always be 100. Smoking on this blunt, yeah, you know I keep it blunted. Might roll a wood, give a fuck if you would. Give a fuck, what a fuck, nigga think he should do. I'm pulling up in a fucking coupe, huh? I'm pulling up on your fucking boo, huh? She said she wanna have a rendezvous, huh? I didn't finish till I busted two, huh? Now I'm about to roll another wood, huh? It ain't good if it ain't in no wood, huh? I fuck lil' shawty, know she looking good, huh? Now I'm about to roll another wood, huh? I came through drippin' with that flavor. She know I got that sauce, I got flavors. She know I got that gas, I got flavors. She came through drippin' with that flavor. I'm pullin' out that gas, I got flavors. She know I got that drip, I got flavors. I'm drippin' on her face, I got flavors. I'm drippin' on her face, I got flavors.
On the finest, changing up the climate. Shorty fucking with me, told her she gon' have to climb me. Don't know where to find this, cause I'm a different breed. If we being honest, if I'm being true, probably got your bitch in the back of the coupe. She had to hop out your whip and fuck with us too. Bitch ain't nothing new, I'm rolling up some ooh, I'm smoking on that lala. Yeah, that's some Zaza. And I got the peace, so you know I'm moving proper. Moving militant, yeah, I'm the shot caller. Doing what I want, bitch, I like the flan. Counting Parmesan, eating steak and shrimp while you at Papa John's.
I came through dripping with that flavor. She know I got that sauce, I got flavors. She know I got that gas, I got flavors. She came through dripping with that flavor. I'm pulling out that gas, I got flavors. She know I got that drip, I got flavors. I'm dripping on her face, I got flavors. I'm dripping on her face, I got flavors.